Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, a leading drug charity is calling for anti-overdose medication to be made easier to access. One death a day is caused by drug overdose, and the Annaliffey Drug Project says more must be done to help prevent avoidable deaths. And Brian O'Connell spent time this week with two people who have overdosed, and he joins me now. Just a warning before we begin that some people might find the details in Brian's report distressing. Brian, we have this effective medication now, very effective, that does reverse the effects of an opioid overdose.
Yes, good morning, Claire. It's almost 10 years now since anti-overdose medication, which the most common type would be naloxone, became available here in Ireland. And the situation is you need a prescription generally for it. Paramedics would carry it. It's available in prisons and it can be given actually now as a nasal spray. But the argument, I suppose, being made is there are too many barriers people feel to obtaining naloxone. Some say it should be available for more peer-to-peer administration. So, for example, if you have a group of known users, they would be able to carry it. They'd be able to administer it themselves. And that Gardaí, for example, who are often the first of many incidents around drug use and overdose, that they would be able to administer it as well as paramedics. And perhaps they could leave some at a scene. Often if someone is unwilling to take it there and then, they could leave it and they could take it later.
So we know it works, but those at the front line, as you've said, they want better access to it. And you spent some time, I know, this week with two people who unfortunately know a lot about overdosing. Will you tell me about them?
Well, I met with two people, as you said, who have experienced overdosing and who have seen people around them overdose, and unfortunately, some of whom didn't make it. The first person I met in Dublin City Centre is Tommy, and he's had lifelong addiction issues from a very young age. He was a heroin user and in recent years has become addicted to crack cocaine. He says crack cocaine is really prevalent in Dublin City Centre now. He first overdosed at the age of 12, Claire, and he's come across multiple overdoses. We began talking about overdosing and how Tommy has been stabbed as well multiple times. I suppose it just highlights in a way how dangerous life on the streets can be.
Went into prison when I was 16, started care when I was in prison. Through my whole life, I've been smoking gear on and off. I kicked that habit for another habit. That was crack cocaine.
Crack cocaine took over from heroin.
The coke for heroin.
You were showing me earlier, you lifted up your top and you were showing me marks on your body, scars on your body.
Yes,
show me.
I got stabbed here.
So you just show me right down the front of your stomach, there's quite a long scar.
I have no spleen, so I have to take penicillin for the rest of my life. That was all right. And at a different time, see here?
You've got a large scar on your left hand side, yeah.
He stuck the blade into my rib.
When was the first time you can remember when you overdosed?
12 or 13 I was. And I overdosed in a lot of my dad's pills.
What about somewhere where the naloxone is available, where you can open a box and pick it up and use it if you need?
Right, there's places there, right? There's Annaliffey we can get it.
Merchant's Quay.
There's Merchant's Quay we can get it. They're the only places I know we can get it.
And how's life for you today?
I've been devouring the rock, you know.
I've been
smoking a lot of it.
And just the last thing I'll ask you, crack cocaine, what's the situation on the streets at the moment?
Oh, it's rampant. Each corner, you can't walk to one corner without going to the other corner. It's there. Just put it away. If Dublin was a square, with each corner that you go to, you would get crack.
So that's Tommy, and as you can hear, Claire, he was talking about how prevalent crack cocaine is. Now from where we were, which was in the Annaliffey offices on Middle Abbey Street, we just took a walk in Dublin City Centre to the location just opposite the Central Bank where Tommy was telling me about his first overdose at the age of 12. And he also told me again just how prevalent crack cocaine is.
We're in Temple Bar, this way across the road here now. I was walking down this road here, yeah?
So you're pointing out a doorway.
Right here. And then all of a sudden I dropped in my face like that there.
Just here. So this is the first time you overdosed?
This is my first time I overdosed. I think I was 12. I OD'd about 7 months after that.
You were telling me earlier about crack cocaine. If you wanted to get some now, I mean, we're right in the heart of Dublin city centre now.
See that corner over there?
We won't say where it is, but you're pointing up the road here.
Yeah, yeah. I can get up there. Top of that corner up there, I can get up there.
And if you were to walk down that way?
Walk down this way, turn down that way, I can get it that way. And as you're going past Christ Church, I can get it.
And where are people using around the city here, where we are at the moment? I mean, I've spent time before off O'Connell Street, down the laneways.
Listen, people wake up in the morning, yeah? The first thing they do, right? They go into a doorway, behind bins, behind a car. They go anywhere, just to get into the middle class. A lot of people go behind the central bank.
And the difficulty with that is, if you're on your own, if you overdose, you're hidden. You're behind a wheelie bin, you're down the laneway.
It can be, and it is dangerous, yeah. Yeah.
That's Tommy, and the call here too, Brian, for people like Tommy to be trained themselves how to administer this anti-overdose medication. So if he's with people, then they could intervene.
And that is what happens in some countries where user groups would have easier access than in Ireland at present. I met somebody else who's gone to the trouble of being trained in how to administer naloxone, and that's Kaylee. And she too has had a significant drug addiction in the past. She's been stable for several years. She's doing very well. But she told me about overdosing herself, but also about what she's seen during her time in active addiction in homeless hostels, and about the training she got in how to deliver that anti-overdose medication.
We were given awareness around like administering naloxone, also teaching other peers naloxone training. And I think it's like highly beneficial because I've came from a background of addiction. I was an opioid user and I've been around it a lot.
Have you any idea how many times you've been around people who've overdosed?
My ex-partner was an IV user, so he would inject opioids. And so I've woken up a couple of times to him where he was blue in the face. He was... And I'd have to call the ambulance because I didn't have the tools at that stage to bring him back or reverse the overdose. So I've been around countless overdoses.
You need access to naloxone. It needs to be there in the homeless accommodation. Some people argue it should be on the streets, that it should be on a box where you can open it and get access to it.
Should be a lot more accessible.
You think so?
Yeah, it's not as, like, the only way I was able to access it was through the Anilifi and the HSE. So it needs to be more readily available to people that aren't using opioids, because people that are using opioids wouldn't be in the best headspace. They wouldn't be
sure.
They wouldn't take the opioids and think, okay, I'm having an overdose.
And how about you? Have you overdosed?
I have. But
can you describe it to me if it's not too difficult to describe?
You don't feel like you're overdosing because you're so used to just taking it. You just take it and you just black out. You come to, you're sore here because chest compressions and stuff. You come to an in a hospital and you're like, what's going on? You don't really remember what's going on. It's scary. It is scary, but it needs to be more readily available. It's unbelievable. Like it saves so many lives.
And how are things for you now?
A lot better. I have my own house. I have a daughter. I'll never forget one of my old counsellors. He put it to me that you could take a pile of cow manure and you could plant a seed in it, and then from a pile of cow manure comes a beautiful flower. So he said you have to make good things out of bad situations.
What would you do if you were a minister who's responsibility for the whole area of drugs and addiction in society?
Need to have more rehabs, more readily available rehabilitation centres, especially when like you're going through mental health problems as well. You need your diagnosis, because there's a lot of people that are prescribed medications that wouldn't be allowed in rehabilitation services. So it'd be like a lot better that you tailor to everybody, not just a specific group.
That's Kaylee. And both Kaylee and Tommy, they're being supported by the Anilifi Drug Project. And Brian, I know you spoke to the CEO of that organisation, and she's also made a call for better access.
Well, Dawn Russell is CEO of the Anilifi Drug Project, and she told me first off what they're seeing on the ground at the moment in relation to drug use and overdosing rates.
We still work with a lot of people who use opioids, but also people who use crack and cocaine and tablets. And we see overdose on a weekly basis, non-fatal mainly, thankfully, although that has a lot of health and emotional repercussions for people. So we know from national statistics, 354 people died of overdose in 2021. There's always a little lag in the data there, but that stat is coming down slightly year on year, but not significantly.
We know there is effective anti-overdose medication available now, albeit the
access to that medication isn't straightforward.
Naloxone works. It works on an opioid overdose. But we know that in the latest drug death data, 69% of people who died of an overdose, it was an opioid overdose, so it could save those lives. We have been, this year actually marks the 10th year of naloxone being available in Ireland, and the HSC and department have worked really hard with people like Anna Liffey to get it out there, but we've now hit a wall where we can't make it more available without legislative changes. So even though we say we have naloxone in Ireland, it has to come with a prescription. The prescription is given to the person who is at risk of overdose, the person who uses drugs. So people's loved ones, community members, they can't easily access and carry naloxone. And of course, naloxone isn't a drug you can use on yourself if you're overdosing. Someone who cares about you needs to have it on them to use it.
So what are you calling for?
So what we're calling for in the Anna Liffey is for the next national drug strategy, which should be launched next year, to be ambitious about naloxone. The new drug strategy needs to have a legislative change inserted in the naloxone legislation, so what we call a statutory instrument, which will allow pharmacists to dispense naloxone to people, both who are at risk of overdose or who are going to be around people who might be overdosing. That legislative change would also allow paramedics to leave naloxone at the scene of an overdose. So if they respond to somebody in a home who's overdosed, they currently can't leave naloxone with that person's mother or wife or loved one. So we were calling for the National Drug Strategy to be ambitious, to change the legislation around naloxone so Ireland can truly have take-home naloxone.
That's Dawn Russell from the Anna Liffey Drug Project. And Brian, you said you asked the Department of Health for a response on this.
And I got some really interesting statistics looking at the past 3 years. So the number of units, which would include naloxone, that's been distributed, has more than doubled over the past 3 years. 17 lives saved last year, 18 the year before, 14 the year before that. And the department, I suppose, pointed out to me that under certain conditions, it can be given without a prescription. Obviously, people need to be trained and they are encouraging people to take up training. But they say it's not evident if further legislation is necessary to make it more widely available. Although they say consultation with a broad range of stakeholders could happen. They did point out to a project, an interesting one in Cork, that's been led by Dr. Dara Matthews, who's an emergency medicine doctor at the CUH. And what this new project or new programme would do, it would provide naloxone directly to people who've overdosed but who decline ambulance transport to hospital. So picking up on that point that Dawn was making, and the team would include a doctor who can provide a take-home pack, and that would ensure then the medication would reach people most at risk.
Brian, thank you very much. Coming up next, as the UK moves to ban energy drinks for the under 16, should we be looking to do the same here?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.